What's good, everyone? I'm your host, Jubriel Chaparro, and I'll be introducing stories from our 9 interns who discussed our latest mild-style issue, Wonder. We've all been there. You're driving around and see that giant yellow M staring you down. You can't help but give in and go order a Big Mac to go. However, wouldn't it have been better to order someplace else? Join Kayla as she investigates the difference between authentic and non-authentic foods and the wonders on how they are produced.
Many popular fast food restaurants here in the U.S. stem from authentic foods that originate from a specific culture. People consume these Americanized dishes in their day-to-day lives. Growing up, I often ate authentic Chinese food more than I ate Chinese food from fast food establishments like Panda Express. I've noticed that authentic Chinese food was more fulfilling and overall tasted better. This leaves me wondering how authentic and Americanized foods differ and if people enjoy one over the other. Knowing the differences in the food that you are consuming and the possible effects of choosing one style of food over the other is extremely important. Throughout this podcast, we'll be hearing the stories of my mother, Catherine, my friend, Jaceyana, and the restaurant owner, Fashonda, and seeing if they often eat both authentic and Americanized food and seeing which one they prefer. The first story we'll be listening to is from my friend, Jaceyana. Jaceyana grew up in both Jamaican and Trinidadian households. She mainly eats authentic Caribbean food in her day-to-day life.
I've had two different experiences with food. So on the Trini side, we eat roti and curry and bus up shot on different foods. And pretty much what you see is you see a lot of Indian influence in our food with the different spices and whatnot. We eat meat with everything. Like for our things like pastels, we use a lot of natural ingredients. So for that, we use banana leaves. That's what it's wrapped in. And then with roti, that's made out of roti and bus up shot. They're both made out of chana. Chana is chickpeas here. Yeah, so all of our seasoning are very vibrant in colors because they're all natural. Typically, a lot of the cooking goes on outside. So growing up in a Caribbean household has really made me view non-authentic foods in a different way, you know. Being in Chicago, Chicago's so diverse, so you see like a jerk place pretty often, especially being here on the south side. It's made me not like the way that Caribbean food is portrayed, because I'd say that it's very Americanized, and I can't blame them either, because, you know, since you're not in a Caribbean environment, you can go cheap on like the spices and whatnot in order to get more sales and things like that. So I feel like it's, most places, their food is good. Their food is good, but it's not the same thing.
According to Spoon University, when interviewing 4 Chinese international students about Panda Express and whether or not they liked the food, 3/4 of the students decided that they enjoyed the food and would eat there again. They believed that the food wasn't authentic, but it was one of the better choices of Chinese food they can get when they're miles away from home. Much like these students, Jaceyana could agree that Americanized version of her native foods are good, but they aren't the same. Her cultural background has greatly impacted the way she views non-authentic Caribbean foods. The next story we'll be listening to is from my mother, Catherine. Catherine is someone who enjoys Chinese food as a whole, whether it's authentic American or cultural food fusion.
I do find myself eating more authentic Chinese food. I find myself more in Chinatown than I've ever been in my life. I think Panda Express is good. However, with the authentic Chinese food, it gives you more of the spices, the seasonings. With authentic Chinese food, it gives you more so of the quality that's needed, and also you feel good afterwards once you eat it.
You know, now I'm able to tell the difference between authentic and unauthentic Chinese food.
At first, I couldn't at first. At first, it was just more so anything that was just, you know, fried rice or just shrimp papillon or orange chicken. It was just the basis to what I know. Now that I'm doing more research and then also visiting more so of the culture in Chinatown, I am having the ability to kind of tell the difference between it based on like the spices, some of the vegetables that they're using, and some of the ingredients that are complied that is not complied when you're eating more so unauthentic Chinese food.
So for Panda Express,
deep diving into like the ingredients, it's more so the vegetables that are used, the rice component of those, and then the way that they're making it in real time inside of the kitchen versus something that's on like a hot steam table that's served, although they do make it. Everything is bed, packaged, pre-cut, and then for them to warm up versus in the Chinese, Chinatown, and use more of the authentic Chinese food. They're making the stuff from scratch and then also using components to make sure that it tastes fresh and that it's also high hot and ready for you to eat in real time?
I don't really notice a big price difference between the two foods. The only difference in price is because of the amount of food you get. Like, of course, a big plate of shrimp fried rice and fuyun from Chinatown would be slightly more expensive than a smaller plate of orange chicken and chow mein from Panda Express. In all, I do enjoy eating foods like egg rolls, fried rice, air fuyun, orange chicken, and beef and broccoli.
According to Business Insider, Panda Express isn't trying to serve food you would find on the menu in China, but is trying to define an entirely different category of American Chinese food. Foods like the one Catherine mentioned aren't entirely authentic, but they do stem from authentic foods. USA Today compiled a list of foreign foods that were technically made in America. Many of the food items are blends of cultural and American foods that serve as a middle ground between authentic and Americanized foods. These food fusions should be put into a category of their own. Many of the foods Catherine enjoys are a blend between authentic and Americanized Chinese food. The final story we'll be listening to is from Freshanda. Freshanda owns a catering business called Popping Plates. One of the main things they serve there is soul food. According to Britannica, soul food is African-American cuisine that originated in the home country of the rural South during slavery. Fried fish, yams, greens, and black-eyed peas are popular soul food dishes.
For the most part, I do a lot of soul food cooking. Chicken, we do short ribs, we do pot roast, greens, macaroni and cheese, sweet potatoes. You name it, we cook it. Food comes from food service reps. I deal with U.S. Foods, Restaurant Depot, occasionally Sam's Club, and also I have a produce provider. I would definitely say, well, even with the surge of price, I think like the average meal at Boston Market is about $16, $17. My average plate is about $25 to $35. My food is definitely heavily seasoned, and also the texture is there because I do everything fresh. Everything is fresh. Nothing is actually pre-made or pre-brought. So you're getting an authentic meal when you come to my venue.
As Freshanda mentioned, her prices are higher compared to fast food places that may sell soul food. That being said, her food is fresher than food that may come from fast food spots. According to Medical News Today, fast food is typically poor in nutrition, high in sugar and fats, and can lead to high blood pressure. The natural and fresh ingredients Freshanda uses in her cooking has less fat and sugar. Although her food may be slightly more expensive, it is healthier. Throughout this podcast, we were able to hear the stories of Freshanda, Catherine, and Jaceyana, and their experiences with authentic and Americanized foods. So which style of food do they prefer?
I can do authentic and I can do unauthentic.
Authentic for sure. I would definitely prefer my cooking over actually going to a fast food restaurant to actually eat out.
Both Freshanda and Jaceyana prefer authentic food over Americanized food. Since Jaceyana and Freshanda grew up cooking and eating authentic foods native to their cultures, they're more inclined to prefer authentic over American food. On the contrary, Catherine grew up eating both American and authentic foods, so she doesn't enjoy eating one over the other. Each person's life experiences shape the way they view and enjoy foods. There isn't one correct way to eat or cook food. The way in which people live and grew up affects the way they view American and authentic foods.
After listening to these stories, has a sense of wonder sparked in you? If so, I encourage you to do the same as our interns and chase that feeling to the answers you are looking for. Thank you to our partners at Vocal and our partners at Ava Konovitz. To listen more to our stories in this series, go to milesauce.org, and I'll catch you at the flip side.